We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, continuing our education theme here on this Wednesday. And we've got members of the UFM Community Learning Center joining us here in studio. Linda Teener, Executive Director, thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And Kayla Savage, who is the Education Coordinator.
Good morning. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, nice to have you both in here. And always good to talk about some of the activities you have. For those that don't know, let's give a quick refresher on what UFM Community Learning Center is.
UFM is a community and campus educational enrichment program. We've been around for 51 years, and we offer a variety of educational activities, a lot of classes that are taught by people from the community who want to share what they know with other people. So we go to the community every semester looking for people who are interested in sharing their ideas, and then we put a catalog of classes together. On average, our catalog has about 250 classes a semester. So there's a lot of variety in everything from arts and hobbies, earth, nature, recreation, fitness, kids' classes, languages, cooking, kind of you name it. And we have something available in a variety of categories. And they can register online, and we also have catalogs that come out three times a year, so they could look at that. And then we do a number of other programs as well, but today we're primarily talking about educational classes.
All right. And do you guys have a physical location here in town as well, just for the center?
Why, we do.
Okay.
We're located at the corner of Thurston and Manhattan Avenue. We are that big red house across the street from the College of Education building, right there on the corner of Thurston and Manhattan Avenue. We've been in that building, gosh, since the early 70s. So it's a pretty permanent place for us. You can recognize the building. You can't miss that big red house.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can also register by phone.
Okay. Great. Well, there's a lot of classes coming up here. Let's talk about some of them here for the kids, teens, and adults.
Yeah, so I was just telling Brandon during the break that we have something for kids, teens, adults, ladies, fellas, everybody. You know, the semester's kind of winding down, but we have a great photography for kids and teens class that begins this Sunday. That's actually taught by a College of Education student for her experiential learning class. So the class is very affordable, and it's actually the class fees from that are going toward our scholarship fund at UFM. So if you enroll in that class, those funds go directly to that scholarship program to help underwrite the cost of UFM classes for people maybe who can't afford them but want to take classes with us. We also have a beer brewing class with the fun dudes at Brew Bros Hops and Sprockets. This is how you brew it. That's also this Sunday. An understanding your iPhone class, and then a big event that we coordinated for this fall is called Crafternoon. So you can join us for an afternoon of crafting at UFM between 1 and 5 p.m. There's a number of classes that you can choose from, everything from a clay class called Sculpey, hand lettering, which is really popular and has been popular for a while now, and then kindness rocks, some macrame, and then some baking classes as well, and a Japanese calligraphy. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
You might get some ideas for Christmas presents from this class.
Yep, that's right. And there's also even a card making class during that time, too. We also started a new partnership with Body First to offer their youth tennis classes that they've been doing for a number of years through UFM to reach another audience with the community so that the youth tennis classes then are available to all youth in the community. And they're going to be offering another quick, short session the first 2 weeks of December. So those are also coming up.
We also have some special scholarship funding available for the tennis classes.
Right.
Through the Manhattan Community Foundation, there's a special fund that will support kids learning tennis. And so that will cover half the cost of the class.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and it really opens it up to anybody.
Yes, it does. And our spring catalog comes out early in January. So we're working hard on those classes now, and it never stops at UFM. So check out our website, tryufm.org, to find out more information about all of those classes that we already talked about and more. Tryufm.org.
Well, I'm reading here on the Crafternoon flyer, and especially for the hand lettering, it says it'll be a judgment-free environment. Because if I'm just thinking, I don't know much about hand lettering. If I want to try a new endeavor, I come to this. I'm not going to be made fun of.
No, not at all. In fact, that activity is actually being led by our student office assistant. Her name is Allison Saab, and she actually donned the flyer with her hand lettering talent. And so if you see anything hand lettered by UFM, it's done by Allison. And she's a fantastic student who wants to share something that she picked up and taught herself with others, because things like, you know, hand lettering Christmas card envelopes or just notes to people or gift tags was the idea behind the hand lettering activity.
And with Crafternoon, you can take more than one class. So we have classes set up in three different time periods. So you can get on our website or look at our catalog or a flyer that we have around town and choose two or three classes to take during the day.
Yep. Yeah. And the classes are $10 to $19 is the most expensive one.
And so that includes materials.
Affordable. Mm-hmm. Yep, pretty right. affordable.
You're going to get to take something nice home that you made, I imagine. So.
Yes. Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. If you're crafty, not like me, I would probably have something that would go right in the trash.
But you could try for the day, though, and you wouldn't be out a whole lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of them are really family friendly in terms of maybe coming with your kids. And the Sculpey class, for example, or anybody of just about any age could create a project with the hand clay.
And Linda knows because she's leading
that
group.
I'm teaching that class.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Also, I was going to say, too, that the class, well, and that's really how all of our classes work. It's very, all of our instructors, I would say, are very approachable. It's meant to be for the community, by the community.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back more and talk more about what's going on at UFM Community Learning Center. When we pay the bills here, you're listening to In Focus News Radio KMAN.